Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word, which is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path, getting us to develop on schedule on the highway of holiness, partaking of our unique name and experiencing you. That brings us total peace, Father God, because we know this is eternal life. Knowing you, knowing the Son, we're on the highway of holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 119 from verse 97 to 104 from the Message translation. Oh, how I love all you've revealed. I reverently ponder it all the day long. Your commands give me an edge on my enemies. They never become obsolete. I've even become smarter than my teachers since I've pondered and absorbed your counsel. I've become wiser than the wise old sages simply by doing what you tell me. I watch my step, avoiding the ditches and ruts of evil, so I can spend all my time keeping your word. I never make detours from the route you laid out. You gave me such good directions. Your words are so choice, so tasty. I prefer them to the best home cooking. With your instruction, I understand life. That's why I hate false propaganda.
Hallelujah. You know, when you just listen to this, you just get a picture of a father that is building his children up. And this is a child's response in that year. He knows where his answers come from. He knows where his joy comes from. And he's staying in step. He's developing on schedule. He's appreciating this discipline, this motivation, the commitment. And so he's experiencing the Father's favor, the Father's goodness, the Father's plan. Makes me think of this is faith. It brings about everything. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. This is faith. But it's also the fear of the Lord. It's another word for faith. Because you are loving the things that God loves, and you hating the things that God hates. And in Proverbs, I went through a lot of the Proverbs, and then it came out there. And I thought, now, where is the key of this fear of the Lord? And then it was in Proverbs 15, verse 34, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. So this is a father sharing his wisdom so that he can share his experience, so that he can be a part of his son, and then he can bring about his plan for the son, for the child. And that's our name written in heaven. It's a unique story, unique character, that's coming to pass day by day as we come boldly to the throne of grace. So be encouraged. God loves you. God's got the best in store for you. And your life is the fragrance of the goodness of God. And that's it. We stay stay ahead of the enemy. And we are in the perfect love that casts out all fear. And that's what it's all about, guys. Staying with your heavenly family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.